98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, the number one song in the country right there belongs to Lil Duval, Snoop Dogg, and Bo Greasy. Gonna smile, and usually by this time we hear Tell Larry this week was going to be hilarious too, because I already took the phone call for it. But today we got the Lucas Brothers in the building, so y'all can hear that next week. The addition of Tell Larry, because it's crucial. Lucas Brothers, how y'all doing this morning,
man? How you doing, brother?
Going on, brother.
Real life twins.
Real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Real life.
Have y'all ever played a trick on, like, girls, like, growing up? Like, y'all switch it up? Like, she date you one
you
day?
You know, have we done that?
We did it with our mom once.
For real?
Yeah. Really? No, I'm just kidding. We never switched.
Now, mom knows us too well, man. We couldn't pull it off with her.
Yeah.
But we did do it with the DMV. He took my driving test for me. So
yeah.
That's the closest.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
We tricked the government.
Yeah.
Did you pass bigger. Is the question.
Did I pass? I passed.
He passed with flying colors. I couldn't pass it.
So, okay. You know how to drive?
Yeah. I ain't know how to drive. I couldn't figure it out.
And he got into a car accident the very next, like, as soon as I got him his license, he got into a car accident the very next week.
Wow.
I know I was responsible for it, but I'm like, man, whatever.
Burpee, you know Burpee? Comedian Burpee is a twin, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he has a twin brother. Yeah.
Identical? Trick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, depending on what day of the week.
Yeah, if I put on a little bit of wig and makeup.
Yeah.
My Brista is, I have a twin Brista.
I got you.
Yeah. But, gotcha. I mean, that's my guy.
That's right.
Yeah, close to us. Right. That's all that matters.
Burpee, I would ask y'all if you and your brother ever played a trick on anybody growing up, but he played a trick on everybody.
We did in third grade.
For real, what happened?
Yeah, I got him in trouble. We had, you know, when the large blue blow pops came out.
Yeah.
So we weren't supposed to have any, but I snuck back there and I ate like the whole box when everybody was in recess, and he was sitting in my seat that day. And I was sitting in his seat. But after recess, I was like, let's switch back. Because somebody saw me eat the thing. So I went back to my original seat. And he went back to his original seat.
No.
But they thought it was him that did it. And he got in trouble.
Did you ever tell him?
No, hell no.
Oh, you was a dirtbag. You was a real life dirtbag.
My mouth blew as hell. I'm back there laughing. Stupid.
So, when y'all y'all do comedy together or y'all come out separately?
Together. Yeah, we did it separately. Man, it wouldn't work out.
No, I don't think so.
We talk about the same stuff. We'd be running into the same market. Didn't we just see you last week?
How was it telling jokes on stage with your twin brother?
Man, it's magical, yo. It's like, it's the closest we got to like just playing ball together, because we got to feed off of one another and we have to be in sync.
Mm-hmm.
And once you reach that level, it's magical.
And it's nothing like bombing with another person.
you get to talk about it afterwards. When you bomb by yourself, it's like, man, whatever, the audience must have been. But when you bomb with somebody else, you're always like, it was your fault, man. No, it was your fault. Then why couldn't you step up that punchline? Like, no, man, it's just, you know how it happens.
I've never seen two comedians perform at the same time, mm-hmm. and do like a whole set together. I want to check that out. White Mike, we had the Comedy Zone this weekend. Oh, we call it White Mike. We Donald White Trump Mike around here. White Mike.
Yeah, man. We got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Call 980-321-4702 for tickets. Operators are standing by.
The Lucas Brothers live inside the Madhouse. We got more when we come back to 5.98.
The only hip-hop morning show.
Make my phone ring, baby. I ain't heard your voice in a while. Spot 98 WPEG Cardi B. He's that collider right there. How the day in the Queen City is going to be right there. 72, 51 degrees right now. The Lucas Brothers is live inside the Meadows. What y'all laughing at?
Creep point. What the
creep point for what?
That was creepy, man.
How was that creepy?
Hit my phone, baby. I ain't heard your voice.
That's what Cardi B is saying in the song, bro. What you mean? Lucas Brothers, that was creepy.
I don't know. I mean, it was a little creepy to me, bro. Just a little bit,
not comedians, full creepy. Man, Lucas Brothers in the middle. They got to be live at the Comedy Zone. Y'all there all weekend long?
All weekend.
That's what's up, man. Hanging out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Definitely can get tickets. Burpee was telling me y'all had some ties to North Carolina.
Oh yeah, we lived in High Point for how long?
My mom was born in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Grandma was born in North Carolina. We lived in High Point for almost 10 years.
10 years. I lived
we
in
went
there.
To Duke. Law.
I don't know if y'all not Duke fans, right?
No. Okay. It's okay. You still can say you would. I mean,
I dropped out of Duke. Say it like that. You got to lead off.
But I mean, anytime black men go to Duke Law School, we going to shout that out.
But I get hell for not finishing my school.
Well, you didn't go to law school either. Burpee, you was taking recess.
I was. I majored in spades.
Yeah. They taking a what made y'all, did y'all both go to law school?
Yeah,
or just,
I went to NYU. You went to, I ain't gonna say Duke again, but
yeah. I went to a law school in North Carolina. Yeah.
What made y'all drop out of law school and decide to run with the comedy?
Man, passion, man. Passion. Yeah. I had no passion for the law.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely zero passion. And comedy was just one of those things where I was in a dark space and then comedy just sort of brought it out.
And I also felt like law was like super hypocritical. It was just something weird. I just had a weird relationship with it. Like, saw seeing people get locked up and it just not being applied equally. And I was like, I felt like a hypocrite. You know what I mean? I was like, I'd rather serve than be a part of the problem.
And it's crazy. So both of y'all decided to do comedy. Like, what was the phone call or the conversation like for both of y'all decided to do it at the same time?
It was pretty brief. He was like, hey, yo, man, you want to drop out of law school? You know? At first, I was like, he must be joking. You serious? Like, yeah, I'm dead serious. And I was like, yeah, man, I'll drop out of law school. That's probably the way to go.
Yeah.
So if you wasn't doing comedy, you'd be still trying to study law or something?
No. I think I'd probably be like, I'd probably live in Cuba somewhere preaching philosophy. Probably a drug mule. You got to make money. Philosophers don't make any money.
Is that a drug mule?
What projects do you all have coming up?
Man, we're working on this film that we've been working on with Apatow Productions and Universal. We've been writing it. We're going to star in it.
Mm-hmm.
We just booked a role with New Line.
Yeah, we're starring in a movie with Louis Harvey and Jermaine Fowler, good buddies of ours. And we're on tour right now.
Yeah.
So we're just touring all across the country. The Brick City Tour.
That's what's up.
Brick City Tour. Brick City. I see what you did there. That's dope, man. That's dope. I've been fans for a minute ever since.
Oh, man, thank you.
Friends of the People.
Yeah.
They were talking about that. They said nobody watched it.
Yeah. you're the only person that watched it.
How many
came on True TV. I remember.
How many episodes did y'all get?
We got 20.
We got 20 episodes.
That's two, three seasons. Two seasons. Okay.
That level. Our second half of our 20 episodes didn't even get aired. So that's an accomplishment for y'all.
Murphy, they counted you before you came on. Burpee Show got canceled.
I was on a season and a half.
But you made it work though. So you know, two seasons. Do you get into residual checks though?
Yeah.
That's all about it.
Once you get the residuals, that's fine. You know, that comes every year.
Yeah.
So we're good.
That's what's up.
That was another. That was another sketch show that they had. Lil Rel was on there.
Yeah,
there was a lot of talent on there.
Yeah.
We had Jermaine Fowler.
Yeah. He's on Superior Donuts.
He's on Superior Donuts.
Yeah. So that show had talent. I don't know why ain't nobody watching.
I mean, True TV is one of those channels where people are just like skeptical to turn to.
And it was just transitioning in from the Court TV to now trying to do comedy. I think they're better established now.
Yeah.
So people probably still wouldn't watch that show. But
what was the show about?
It was just a sketch show. Yeah. Like we had like some vignettes. We had some interstitials.
Yeah, it was a pretty eclectic sketch show. We would do like different types of sketches, but it was kind of weird and left to center.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it connected with their audience.
Yeah,
I don't know. We couldn't.
Y'all thought about pitching it to Netflix since everybody's pitching everything to Netflix now.
That's true, but I think at the time Netflix was sort of in its infancy because it was 2000.
It was early 12, 2012.
Early. Yeah.
So I don't know. It was popping now, though.
Oh, yeah. Everybody tried to go there.
Netflix was still mailing movies then.
Lucas Brothers live inside the Madhouse. Man, how can we follow y'all on the gram?
It's Lucas Bros.
No, at Lucas Bros. And I think our Twitter is at the Lucas Bros. So
okay.
Just type in at Lucas Bros and we should pop up.
And we have a website, thelucasbros.com. And so we have a list of all our
y'all share DMs?
I was about to say. How do y'all do that?
We're very egalitarian. You know? There's no competition between us.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like whoever it lands on. Just like punchlines.
If I was with my brother, I'd be like, okay, which one of y'all like me?
We have no ego, man.
Yeah, we got to share the egos, man.
That's what's up, man. Doing comedy with your brother. Check it out. Eddie Comedy's on. White Mike!
Yes.
How can I get tickets for tonight?
Well, we got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. 980-321-4702. Operators are standing by.
Lucas Brothers, man. Thank y'all for hanging out inside, man.
Yo, Larry. Thank you for having us, man.
Charlotte Plug, awesome. Man. I got to go see these guys.
I'm definitely going.
Inventory closeout sale at American Freight. Don't just rent.